Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Cambridge Analytica, the company based in Britain but founded by Steve Bannon and Republican donor Robert Mercer, is facing backlash from lawmakers for mining the sites of unsuspecting Facebook users, then using that data in the 2016 Trump campaign and sharing it with Russians. But Cambridge Analytica is also facing a lawsuit from one of those users, David Carroll, a professor at the New School's Parsons School of Design. He wants to know how they came to the conclusions they did about him, and did they target him because of what they found out about him? David Carroll joins us now. And Professor, Cambridge Analytica's claim was that it could identify the personalities of voters and influence their behavior. Now, the company asked some Facebook users for information, but then scraped up much more from them, from friends and family, which is how 50 million users got scooped up. Last year, you used a British protection law to ask Cambridge Analytica, again, its office is there, to provide the data it had on you. It did. What did you find?
It was a revelation just to receive it, to just see it there in black and white in an Excel spreadsheet. So I got my voter registration file and then a tab of the election results in my district, which was mostly accurate, incomplete, and then a panel called Models, which had 10 political issues ranked, and then my registered partisanship, my computed partisanship, and the prediction of my likelihood to vote.
Okay, let me ask. I'm looking, by the way, and we'll post the list of those models: national debt importance, how important it was to you, gun rights importance, education importance. But then also, you just said something about computer partisanship?
Sure. So it has my registered partisanship and then what seems to be a sort of predicted partisanship. And my best guess of this is that they're trying to find people who are registered as a Democrat but willing to vote Republican, for example.
Okay. Well, data mining companies do this all the time. We're going to put aside the spat between Facebook and Cambridge Analytica now. You know, Facebook has suspended Cambridge Analytica and its parent company, Strategic Communication Laboratories. Cambridge Analytica says they did nothing wrong. We'll put that aside. How do they come to these conclusions about you? And are they right in some of the more subjective ones?
It's really hard for me to assess. That's part of the challenge here, is there's not enough information to understand what they've provided and certainly how they arrived at it. The unique thing about my ranking is the way it ranks gun rights. It's ranked seemingly pretty high.
Yeah, number two.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is understood as gun rights or gun control. The language is not clear.
Well, why does that concern you?
Well, in the case of this, it's like I can't understand this and I should be able to understand it because it's really characterizing my beliefs, my ideology, and it's done so without my knowledge or permission.
Right.
So I want to understand why they think this about me and then how that potentially affected the messages that I saw during the primaries and the general election.
Well, tell us more about that. Like what would you be concerned about?
Everything. Everything I saw on Facebook and social media, even television. I know that people's set-top boxes can be targeted to them as a household. So the ability for marketers and advertisers to target us as individuals is extremely powerful, and I don't think the general public has a clear understanding of how it works.
Well, marketers have been doing this, but you're talking about political marketers, and you want to know if maybe you were targeted with messages that falsely or with exaggerated information targeted Hillary Clinton, candidate Clinton. You know, you want to know how much was I being targeted because of my views?
Yeah. There's been reports that, for example, Bernie Sanders' supporters in Brooklyn were targeted. So even though I'm not in a battleground district, we know that there's a chance we were still targeted. So I feel like we have a right to know.
Yeah. And also a right to know exactly what they saw when they put together this profile of you. You know, Facebook searches. We were saying in our office, we're constantly doing Facebook searches that have nothing to do with what we believe in, you know, but it's just our work. So how would that be interpreted? This is what you're trying to get, this information from them in your lawsuit. But isn't there also a question of, this is the time we live in. If you're on Facebook, maybe you should just accept and know that people are going to be data mining you.
what's interesting, what I've learned about this, is there's another way of seeing this on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. They understand data protection as a civil rights issue, as a sense of personal dignity. So I think we need to look at their laws and why they have regulators for information. And I think we need to look at this superior model, which in this case has potentially protected the privacy of all registered American voters by the sheer weirdness that our voter data was processed in the United Kingdom.
In other words, you're saying, oddly, it's a British law that allowed you to ask Cambridge Analytica for the information on you. It protected you as an American voter by a British law.
Yes. The weird irony that our former colonizer has unintentionally perhaps protected our privacy of the voting booth.
That's David Carroll, a professor at the New School, who's brought a lawsuit against the political data firm Cambridge Analytica. Professor, we will stay tuned. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
And by the way, we reached out to Cambridge Analytica and haven't received a response. But in Mother Jones in December, the company called Carroll's claims unfounded and said they take data privacy seriously.